Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us again here on Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. And as always, it's springtime. We have a lot of things going on, and Vitamin Life is still doing their free April presentations. This Saturday is the last one for April, and this is a Danger Will Robinson Danger. This is protecting your families from the coming of 5G EMFs. The difference between 3G, 4G, and 5G, how does it work, etc. And folks, if you're really concerned about EMFs, you want to learn about it, go to this talk that Vitamin Life is giving. But we have a program, the FL, the Focus Life Force Energy Program, mitigates EMFs. And we've been telling you about this, how many incredible testimonies we're getting of people that are on this program. Their health is better. Their pets are better. Everything is better for them. You can tune into it and learn about it by going to flfe.net/conscious-talk or conscioustalk.net. And at the top of the page, there is a conscious
There's a button called Conscious Partners. Good morning. I am here.
Yes, you are. You're coming in, Conscious Partners. And if you tap on that, it'll take you right to that program and get on that 15 free day program and try it out.
Yeah. And you can turn it on and off so you can really tell the difference. Hey, I want to remind you, May 3rd through 5th is the Global Earth Repair Conference that's going to be happening at Fort Worden. All weekend, all over Fort Worden in Port Townsend. If you want to find out about this one, and this is perfect for, it's been, Earth Day Week, we like to call it. Go to earthrepair.net to find out the details, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so Earth Day may be in the rearview mirror now, but we can't forget it's a toxic world out there. Pollution is both personal and global, and we have to deal with it to live our best lives. And we'll talk to Dr. Ross Pelton today about what we can do to get well and stay well in our toxic world. Then, are you living your life trying to fulfill an impossible to-do list that never ends? You've got Achiever Fever. And we'll talk to Claire Booth, author of The Achiever Fever Cure, to find out how you can stop striving yourself crazy. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. That listener is you.
And as I was reminded by a guest just last week, this is not a TED Talk. This is our life.
Yeah.
So, our special guest today is health expert and master educator, Dr. Ross Pelton, old friend of ours. He's a pharmacist, a clinical nutritionist, health educator, and scientific advisor for Essential Formulas. And he was named one of the top 50 most influential pharmacists in the United States by the American Druggist magazine for his work in natural medicine. So, of course, we always love to tap him for his expertise in that area. And he is himself really passionate about providing health information for everyone's personal journey to get well and live well. And He joins us today to discuss toxicity and the pollution in our world and what we can do about it. Ross, welcome back.
Hello there, Conscious Health Talk warriors. I appreciate all that you do.
Thank you, Ross. Well, we stay healthy, too. We have to.
Not a TED Talk. You're right.
Yeah,
this is our
right.
Life.
Our lives. Yeah, we're on the air 5 days a week. We've got to be healthy.
Yeah. Well, Ross, it was Earth Day this past Monday on the 22nd. And really, this has become a very important observance in this country. We get it. But we also forget this has been going on since 1970. So we've been in this problem of pollution, et cetera, for a long time that really started this need for Earth Day.
Yeah, it really is an important day. We're paying attention to the environment and the problems we're having in the environment. But Earth Day was first celebrated, as you mentioned, back in 1970 by about 20 million people in 20 countries. Today, it's huge. It's celebrated by over a billion people in 192 mm-hmm. countries. So there's a lot of people that are really being conscious about the earth and the environment.
Mm. And it's important that we know to protect and enhance and preserve our external environment, as it has consequences, as we know, Ross, for our internal environments, our bodies. So how does the fight for health of our planet relate to our inner health?
Well, we are not separate from it. We are part of it. And so things like air pollution and pesticides and all of the things that come from cigarette smoke, and, you know, there's multitude of toxins. And we're killing off the forests and the oceans, and we've got climate change happening. And all of these are impacting us at a very personal level also. So people need mm-hmm. to be proactive, both for the health of the planet and for their personal internal health.
Mm-hmm. I just want to ask you something that seems a little off, Ross, but it really has occurred to us. So many people live at a certain level of what they would consider health. It's really below where we could actually be health-wise, but people sort of get used to living in that kind of aches and pains, and they're taking pills for this and medication for that. What can we do about that to wake them up? You know, we don't have to live like that. And yeah, we live in a toxic world, but there's so many things we can do to mitigate that.
Well, that's true, and I think we have to work at two different levels. We have to be aware of all of the external things like pesticides and insecticides and herbicides, and really strive to purchase organically grown non-GMO foods so that we're not putting those toxins into our bodies. We have to understand that a lot of the water in the planet is polluted, and so now there's a pretty big industry around healthy water. But you need to take some steps to consume healthy water. And
yeah.
Some of these companies are really being called up on these problems. Glyphosate is the most commonly used weed killer around the world. The company that markets that, there's over 11,000 glyphosate-related cancer lawsuits. And one recent lawsuit in California, a school groundskeeper was awarded $289 million because he claimed that his glyphosate exposure caused his cancer. So we're starting to see some big pushback against some of these big companies that have been throwing these toxins in the environment so cavalierly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you know, we have, of course, over time, with all of the interviews we've had with you, tapping your expertise, talked about the microbiome, you know, our personal microbiome. But, you know, that's also true of the Earth. It's microbiome is being destroyed. So I like what you said, you know, we can't count ourselves separate. So how do we start to detoxify our world and protect our inner world?
Well, we really need to try to make some inroads to stop the widespread use of putting these pesticides and insecticides and herbicides on our agricultural lands, because you just mentioned the environment and the microbiome of the planet. And we are literally killing the microbiome of the planet. And the microbiome of the planet is as important to the growing plants as our internal microbiome is to our health and wellness. So it's really critical. If we kill the microbiome of the planet, our food supply is going to suffer, and we will suffer consequently. I've got dozens of studies in my database that show that the nutritional content of the commercially available food supply has been going down, down, down for the last 70 to 80 years because of killing the environment. So people need to take proactive steps and eat healthy and take nutritional supplements and avoid these commercial agriculture products that are sprayed with pesticides and exercise and get good sleep. You know, there's a lot of pieces to this puzzle.
Yeah. Well, you know, we are very big fans of the Environmental Working Group, and I notice that you purport too about them because they're really on top of it, and they have a 2019 Dirty Dozen list of the most toxic foods. And what did they say of the that are the two most dirty or pesticide-laden foods, Ross?
Well, there's foods that you really generally think are pretty healthy. And in their new list, you find out that things like strawberries and spinach are highly sprayed with pesticides. So it's really kind of surprising that the commercially grown food, you think that things like that are pretty healthy, but they have the highest levels of pesticide and insecticides. And so, and now it came out that a lot of the breakfast cereals that kids are eating, like Cheerios and so forth, and oat-related breakfast cereals are laced with glyphosate. So it's a serious problem. People need to be proactive to lead a healthy lifestyle these days.
Yeah, and look, you know, a lot of people say, well, I can just eat. I don't need to take supplements. I can just, you know, eat healthy and I'll be fine, and I don't notice any difference. Well, we know, I mean, we're just looking around at people, and we know how many people are sick constantly. And one of the things that we've talked to you about before, and I'm sure you've done even more study, is the importance of glutathione, which is the master antioxidant. So how important is glutathione in our lives and our health?
Glutathione is a game changer. It's called the master antioxidant. It protects every cell in your body. It probably protects more of your body than all the other antioxidants combined. It also regulates all of your detoxification. So it's really critical to have adequate levels of glutathione. And over time, with greater toxicity in the environment, glutathione levels have been declining. And it's now recognized as a biomarker of aging. So the lower your glutathione levels, the more likely you are to get diseases, and all chronic degenerative diseases are associated with low glutathione levels. But now the big story, Rob and Brenda, is that there's a new way to reliably boost your glutathione levels on a daily basis. So this is
Hold that thought, Ross, because we're going to run off to a break. But when we come back, we're going to find out just how we can boost our glutathione levels. You're listening to Conscious Talk. We're here with Dr. Ross Pelton, and we'll be right back.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food. due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Conscious Talk, where love is the answer, no matter the question.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Talk, and this is one of those days where we really can dial in on what you need to do to stay healthy in this toxic world. And we've all been thinking about that because this is Earth Day week, as we like to say. It should be Earth Day year. Mm-hmm. It's something we got to be aware of all of the time. And we're here with Ross Pelton, Dr. Ross Pelton, and he told us that there is a way that we can actually increase our glutathione levels. And we've been learning over the past few years, Ross, about glutathione and how important it is. But it's not one of those things that you can just pop, pop a pill. We've tried over the years taking glutathione pills. So,
And why doesn't that work?
Yeah.
Well, glutathione, when you take it orally, gets broken down and destroyed in the digestion process, and so it's just really a waste of money. And so for a lot of years, people really weren't familiar with it because it wasn't in health food stores. But now there's a new product that's pretty revolutionary. It's called RegActive. That's spelled R-E-G apostrophe A-C-T-I-V. And these RegActive products contain a really unique strain of bacteria called Lactobacillus fermentum ME3. We just refer to it as ME3 for simplicity. And this strain of bacteria, ME3, synthesizes glutathione in the human gut. So you don't have to take it orally. You just take a capsule, with the bacteria, and the bacteria begin making it. I got a little frog here,
Mm-hmm.
And so a daily dose of RegActive, you're consuming 8 billion viable bacteria, and those bacteria are constantly producing glutathione. And it doesn't just boost your glutathione levels. This glutathione will recycle and reactivate oxidized vitamin C and vitamin E and CoQ10 and lipoic acid. So it's upping all the antioxidant protection in your body. So it's really quite a remarkable outcome by taking a daily dose of the RegActive products.
Yeah.
And is it true, Dr. Pelton, that we age quicker when we produce less and less glutathione in our body?
That's right. I mentioned earlier, it's a biomarker of aging. And a lot of people are familiar with telomeres and telomerase, which are biomarkers of aging. They protect your genes and your chromosomes. Well, glutathione levels parallel telomeres and telomerase. So they are biomarkers of aging. The level of glutathione in your body is a marker of how healthy you are and or a marker of your aging process. And now that we can boost glutathione levels, it's one of the most proactive things people can do to prolong their healthy life. That healthy aging, healthy longevity is dependent on glutathione. So be proactive. Start taking one of the RegActive products with Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, 2 capsules daily, and you will be boosting your glutathione levels.
Yeah, and I think the most important thing for people to remember is that you're generating your own glutathione, and that's actually the most important thing. And so what RegActive is doing is providing you the material that allows you to do that. And sometimes we can't wrap our head around this kind of stuff because we're so used to just, popping the pill that says, vitamin C or this and that. And in some cases that works, but it doesn't work with glutathione. So here's something that I just wanted to tell our listeners, Ross, because RegActive, which is spelled REG, and then capital ACTIV, it's available online in a number of places, and it is available in some retailers, but not enough. It's starting to be more and more available. So if you have trouble finding it, well, tell your retailer they got to order it, but you can also call 800-430-6180, and you can visit RegActive on Facebook at Reg, R-E-G apostrophe A-C-T-I-V. And we're going to put that up on our Facebook page because we know most of you are driving. But this is an important product. It's been very important in our lives. Brenda and I were just talking about this extended flu season that they, in Washington State, and I'm sure across the country, they've been saying, wow, this is going a month longer than usual. And we were saying, we just noticed how long it's been since we've been sick. We can remember being sick twice.
Mm-hmm. With the flu.
With something like the flu or flu symptoms in the last 40 years. So, supplementing makes a difference, and now this world is so much worse than it was that, we've been taking RegActive now for 2 years.
And you made a really good, important point, Dr. Pelton. You said that glutathione, the lack of it in the body, is really a marker for disease. Is that what you said?
Yes, Brenda. Every single chronic degenerative disease is associated with low glutathione levels. So it really is related to your immune system and your health and your antioxidant protection and the detoxification of your body. These are all critical aspects of your health, and glutathione is the front runner for making all these things happen.
Yeah. Well, since we're talking about pollution also, one of the things that we haven't talked about in a long time is toxic metals like mercury and lead.
Oh, yeah.
And how do we protect ourselves from that?
Well, again, glutathione is one of the key things that helps to detoxify mercury and lead and cadmium and arsenic. So it's another critical area where glutathione really regulates detoxification. Mold and mycotoxins is another huge problem. All the places that have had a lot of rain and flooding, and glutathione is the key thing to detoxify the toxins from mold and fungus.
What about drugs? Do we have to detoxify from, medicine that we're taking?
You bet. All of these foreign medications that people take go through the liver. And one of the most important ones that people don't realize is acetaminophen. Acetaminophen is the fastest thing to deplete your glutathione levels. And if people are smoking or if they're drinking alcohol and at the same time they're taking some of these products that contain acetaminophen as a pain reliever, it's the double or triple whammy on your detoxification capabilities. You're depleting glutathione levels, and when you deplete glutathione levels, one of the first things that happens is liver damage. Mm. So it's really critical to realize that alcohol, smoking, and pain medications with acetaminophen are depleting your glutathione levels.
Mm. Yeah, I know, and it's so, what's so scary is that we've been educated to think that things like acetaminophen are okay.
Yeah.
That they don't hurt you at all. And now we're discovering, you know, all of those things. So, you know, there's also things like radiation and just, you know, all the lawn and garden pesticides. So can we assume that keeping up your healthy levels of glutathione will help with those things too?
Or it does. It's remarkable the wide range of things that glutathione helps with. Glutathione boosts the activity of enzymes that detoxify some of these pesticides and insecticides. So it is helping to metabolize and detoxify these agricultural poisons. And we're just talking about acetaminophen. A lot of parents rub liquid acetaminophen on the gums of their teething children.
Ooh.
So you're starting to get that toxin and depleting glutathione levels at very young ages.
Wow. Wow. So what are some of the other tips for detoxification that people can do, Ross, besides, in addition to the glutathione?
Well, vitamin C is very important. Lipoic acid is important. Coenzyme Q10 is important. And one that I am a big fan of is far infrared saunas. They are a wonderful method of detoxification. The infrared waves penetrate the skin and cause an increase in sweating, and a lot of the toxins are stored in the fat deposits in your skin. And so infrared saunas are a wonderful way to detoxify.
And, you know, I don't know that we have scientific proof of this, but if a person is overweight, don't we store more toxins in the fat?
Good point. Yeah. You bet. It's the fat deposits that store the toxins.
Yes.
Yeah. And then when you lose weight, you're releasing those into your system if you're not, you know, if they're not being flushed out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and here's one point that I always like to make with people, Ross, is that, you know, the way we've been trained, we think, okay, I got to boost my glutathione, so I'll take this stuff for a month and I'll be good.
Yeah.
We've been taking it steady and consistently, and what we tell people, and they say, well, things are expensive and stuff like that. I said, look, it's your food budget. You know, you got to think of this as food.
Yes, absolutely.
Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. I mean, you bet. This is a lifetime plan. I don't want to detoxify for 1 month.
Yeah.
I don't want to boost my antioxidant levels for 1 month. I want to do it for the rest of my life because I want to have a long, healthy life.
Absolutely. Well, folks, RegActive, Immune and Vitality, RegActive Detox and Liver Health are all available online, and soon they're going to be available in more natural product retailers. But if you have a problem finding it, you can call 800-430-6180 or visit them at Facebook at Reg, R-E-G apostrophe A-C-T-I-V, and we'll have that up on our Facebook page, and we'll be right back.
Love the blooming flowers and trees, but challenged by the pollen? Help ease seasonal issues like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes by supporting a healthy immune response right at the source, your digestive tract. Your immune system and digestive tract are completely integrated systems in your body. If your immune system views pollen as a dangerous invader, it can incite all those unpleasant sensitivities. Over 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, and they all depend on a healthy probiotic population to stay in balance and function at their peak. Dr. Fred Pescatore, a New York City physician and best-selling author on allergies, names Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal sensitivities. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, backed by over 35 years of research, is the help your immune system needs. Try it for yourself and enjoy the outdoors again. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Breathe deep. You're listening to Conscious Talk, where love is in the air.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then, you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And we're back. You're listening to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Thanks for joining us. And I want to refer to our Facebook page because we have still a couple of real great opportunities up there for you. The Focused Life Force Energy Program is up there, and you get a free 15-day trial. We were just talking about toxins in this world earlier with our last guest, and one of the biggest toxins are the EMFs out there, and now we're moving into G5s or 5G, which is even going to be more toxic than the other programs that they've put out there for us. And so there's a lot going on, folks, and you can mitigate EMFs and a lot of other things on the FLFE program that's up on our Facebook page. And we're also still doing our Winnie, GoFundMe for this horse that has a huge melanoma under her tail and needs help. So if you can donate to that, really, truly appreciate it.
Well, talk about all these things and the busyness in our lives. Our next guest, Claire Booth, is an entrepreneur, a speaker, and author of a really cool book. It's called The Achiever Fever Cure, How I Learned to Stop Striving Myself Crazy. I love that title. But she's the founder and CEO of a market research firm, Lux Insights, with 2 decades of experience serving some of the world's most recognized brands. So, Claire, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, look, you're a striver, or you've been a striver, so you know from, you know what you're talking about when it comes to achiever fever, right? I mean, isn't that your story?
Why do we all have this?
Yeah.
Well, there's a number of reasons, I think. It was something that I was suffering from for decades and didn't realize that I was suffering from anything because I thought it was just my normal. I thought that that's what it took to live in this state of hurry and worry and urgency in order to succeed. I thought I needed it. So I didn't realize that I had a sickness until I hit a point in my life. I actually hit this point a couple of times. That point for me is insomnia, really, really bad insomnia, where I lie awake at night and my brain just starts going, over and over and over again. Got to get that done. Got to get that done. But what if I can't get that done? And what am I going to be doing in 5 years? And what am I going to do in 10 years? And, the thoughts just spiral out of control. And that, of course, brings with it, all the anxiety and the depression and sends me down into a downward spiral. And that's happened a number of times in my life. And about 5 years ago, it happened again. But at this time, it happened for the last time because I said, I'm done. I'm not living my life like this anymore. I have got to change because if I don't, I am a liability to my own business. My employees need somebody that is focused and confident, and they don't need somebody that's in this constant state of hurry and worry. So that was, like all of us, transformation needs a recognition of a desire to change. So many of us, myself included, for so many years, say like, I want to change and I want to be different. But to say it and then to do it and to commit to it, that's the first step of the cure.
Yes. And I like that you pointed that out, that you have to commit to it. You have to commit to the change. That is the first step with any transformational step, is you have to make a commitment to it. Otherwise, you just talk about it. It's all talk and no walk,
And when we talk about health and wellness also, steady energy always gets it done. And I know that that's true. In building a successful business or whatever, it's a marathon, right? So being frenetic isn't going to be the answer.
Well, it's the beautiful irony in all of this, and something that I've realized over the past couple of years, is that it's taken those achiever qualities, the discipline, the work ethic, the ability to commit, it's taken all of those qualities to actually solve the thing that was driving me crazy in the first place. Because determination and the work ethic are the slow, steady drip behind the transformation. And incorporating these new practices into my life, like mindfulness, like meditation, like self-inquiry, like gratitude, like generosity, like kindness, all things that I didn't realize existed, I don't think, 5 years ago. And I would spend so much time either working or working out because I had myself convinced that if I could change myself externally, that would cause me to change internally. I thought that that was just the way that it worked. And of course, now I understand that it must start internally.
That's music to our ears, Claire.
Right. Well, we're here with Claire Booth. She's an entrepreneur, a speaker, and author of Achiever Fever Cure, How I Learned to Stop Striving Myself Crazy, and we'll be right back.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, the mother of all balms. Now, don't you feel better? What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The Novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order The Novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. Yes, you are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, if you're just joining us, we're here now with Claire Booth, and she has a wonderful book. It's called The Achiever Fever Cure, How I Learned to Stop Striving Myself Crazy. And, you know, one of the things that it's going to come up right away in people's minds, they're going, well, what's wrong with achieving? You know, I'm proud to be an achiever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how do you answer that?
Right. Okay. So there's nothing wrong with achieving. There's nothing wrong with having goals. There's nothing wrong with working hard. I'm still an achiever. I will always be an achiever. Achiever fever is the dark side of achieving. And by that, I mean, it's what results. It's this delusional mindset that we get ourselves into when we start to believe that our achievements are who we are. Mm-hmm. So when we start to tie our self-worth to our achievements, when we start to tie our sense of self, our fulfillment, our joy, our happiness, and we think, okay, when I achieve this, then I'll be happy. And then, of course, you get there, you have the happiness for, you know, 30 seconds, maybe you can extend it into an evening with a bottle of wine. And then you wake up the next morning, you got to set the bar a little higher. You got to work a little harder. You got to move a little faster. It's got to be a little bigger. It's a vicious cycle of constantly thinking that the next achievement is finally what's going to bring me that joy and that peace that I'm craving. And of course, as you know, when you get into that craving cycle, it just brings misery because there's no end to it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with achieving as long as we understand that achievements are just a moment in time.
Right.
They're no more or less important than what comes before it or what comes after it, just mm-hmm. a moment in time.
That's a great point. So let's talk a little bit about that change that, okay, people are listening to this and they say, okay, that's great, but how do I change when I start to think about changing and transitioning from what I'm doing to slowing down a bit or maybe even a different job? It scares me. I have a lot of self-doubt. What do you tell people?
So the first thing is to recognize that you are suffering from the symptoms of achiever fever. I'll give you a few of the symptoms. A strong need to prove yourself. Mm-hmm. Needing to feel like you have everything under control, persistent self-criticism, and I'll get back to that in a second, this desire to constantly feel productive and a fear of wasting time, habitual worry, an inability to be present, fearing that you won't live up to your potential. And then, of course, one of the big ones is using food or alcohol or additional work or exercise to distract yourself from those painful feelings. Mm-hmm. All of this may be bringing you great achievements, but I'm betting that it's probably bringing you a variety of depression and insomnia and anxiety and this, you know, not such a great space to be acting from.
Right.
Yeah.
So the first step for me is to recognize that I was feverish. The second step was to tell somebody, because that is what puts you on the steps on the path to commitment. The third thing is to become intimately familiar with the voice in your head. So that's that inner narrator, the inner critic. Some people call it the inner gremlin. That is driving you, that is pushing you, that is for me, it was such an angry, intense voice that kept me on this state of constantly needing to strive, because if I stopped, the voice would beat me up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just thought that that was how I was wired. It would never occur to me I thought the voice was me. And then I learned, and I talk about it in my book, I learned how to take a look at that voice, understand what that voice actually is there for, and learn how to manage it such that it no longer became my pilot. It became just one of a number of other voices that had been pushed down for so many years, like those voices of creativity and wonder and joy and love and connection. When your inner critic is so loud, and a survey that I did of high achievers shows that on a scale of 1 to 10, most achievers have an inner critic at least an 8, a 9, or a 10, some even an 11.
Wow.
Yeah, and becoming intimately familiar with that voice changes everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What you speak to in the book and what you're speaking about is something we've been hearing more and more about. Of course, we've been familiar for years with this whole idea of mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know, shifting the way that you are aware. And that really becomes important. And you talk about this because weren't you a little surprised yourself? Because you were pretty skeptical of things like mindfulness when you first got into this?
Oh, sure. I mean, to an achiever, you know, such as I was a few years ago, the whole concept of mindfulness meditation to me, it just meant like, so I'm sitting down and not doing anything? How mm-hmm. counterproductive is that? What a waste of time that is. And then it also brought up a whole host of thoughts around, I won't be able to do it. It'll be one more thing I need to achieve. And then what if it brings up all sorts of thoughts that I don't want to know? What if it tells me scary things about myself that I just rather not know? Mm-hmm. So I held meditation at bay for as long as I possibly could. And all the books and all the podcasts and all the people that I was talking to, once I decided to start making these changes in my life, all the signposts were pointing to meditation. And there came a point where I realized, okay, I have to at least try this. And already I'd become intimately familiar with that voice in my head. And what I realized that meditation taught me was how to get quiet, to hear and become aware of those thoughts. I used to think that meditation was about stopping my thoughts, which, of course, now I understand is next to impossible. It's more a case of noticing those thoughts.
Right.
And the change only, we can only change what we become aware of. Mm-hmm. And meditation is something that helped me become aware of those very painful and harmful thoughts that my, you know, that when my head was constantly filled with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's occurred to me, Claire, that one of the core issues with people that are high achievers. And this may not be 100%, but it certainly has been in my life, and it's been in the overachievers that I've known, is there's a deep sense of insecurity that runs through that type of, if you will, pattern that gets established, and it's covered over, that insecurity is covered over by that high achiever mentality. Mm-hmm. Have you found this to be true?
Oh, absolutely. One of the questions that I asked in the survey that I did of overachievers was, okay, what is the strength of your inner critic? And then I said, what does your inner critic tell you? What are those phrases that you tend to hear on repeat? And I was amazed by how many people actually took the time to type in something into this survey. I mean, this is very intimate stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And the number one thing by far was, I am not enough.
Yes.
I'm not strong enough, fit enough, good enough, smart enough, as good as this person, as good as that person, which puts us in this state of lack.
Yes.
Which is what drives the sense of insecurity.
Right. Yeah.
And so the constant need to achieve is filling what we perceive we lack. When, of course, we don't lack anything.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I feel this is the disease of humans on this planet, if you will, or this is what we've come to transform, is this lack of being good enough. This is the core, it seems like, at the bottom of everything.
Well, it really brings us back to one of the basic points of your book, is that we really have to redefine what success is, and we need to internalize it and make it individual as opposed to swimming with the rest of the herd always, because that's not going to be fulfilling. There's always going to be somebody else out, you know, with the new thing or out in the lead or whatever, but where are you and who are you?
Well, folks, the book is The Achiever Fever Cure, How I Learned to Stop Striving Myself Crazy. Wonderful book. Claire, you've done some great work here. Obviously, you were meant to go through this so that you could help lots and lots of people with this, since it is a kind of a disease process that we have on this planet. Really appreciate you being on the show. Appreciate the book and doing the work that you're doing. You can go to Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E, boothauthor.com is the website, and she'll have that up on her guest page as well. Thank you so much, Claire, for being with us. Really appreciate it. And folks, thank you. As always, have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
Conscious Talk, the real meal deal.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarro Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.